One of the country's biggest retailers holds its annual shareholder meeting tomorrow. Target was beloved by consumers and Wall Street investors, though that was before the downturn. Its share price has gone down sharply, and one investor is especially disappointed. He's one of Target's biggest shareholders, and he's lost so much of his investment, initially worth billions, that he is now campaigning to shake up Target's board in what's become an expensive and high-profile fight. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has the story.
Consumers love Target so much that author Laura Rowley decided to write a book about why.
Target was the Walmart that's too cool to hate, you know?
The company ran music video-style ads featuring everyday items dressed up in designer names, like clothes by fashion designer Isaac Mizrahi and toasters from architect Michael Graves, but priced cheap.
Be happy together, design together, save together at Target.
There was a rally in a town in California to bring in a Target store. You know, I mean, most of these rallies are to keep out big box stores.
Their formula was marketing stylishness on a budget, and that worked very, very well as long as the housing boom held up. William Ackman bought into that Target mystique to the tune of about $3 billion.
My wife shops there, my mother-in-law shops there, my kids love it.
Ackman says Target still has the potential to be a dominant retailer. But despite recent layoffs, Target's earnings are down, and Ackman is itching for the 50-year-old store to change. Specifically, he says the company needs fresh blood and new ideas. Whereas Target wants to re-elect its existing board, Ackman is on a campaign to elect up to 5 new directors, including himself, to the company's board. And now this fight has become a test of wills, with shareholders casting their votes this Thursday to decide who wins. Ackman says his main beef with the board is that it too quickly dismissed one of his proposals to sell off Target's massive real estate holdings and refused to consider adding him to the board.
It's a bit of a, you know, we do things our own way approach, and I think that can be good to a certain extent. But when a board becomes insular, when a company becomes unwilling to listen to ideas from the outside, you know, that's when even great retailers get into trouble.
Target declined to comment for this story, but defended its board's performance in an open letter touting its long history of profitability and share price growth. Last week, outside companies that advise shareholders weighed in. One firm, Risk Metrics, said Ackman and one other dissident should be added to the board. Another firm, Glass Lewis, disagreed. Warren Chen is managing director of Glass Lewis. He said over the longer term, Target's stock price has far outperformed its biggest rival, Walmart. The existing board of directors has relevant experience in the food and retail industries and is, in their opinion, as qualified or more qualified than the people Ackman wanted to elect.
All these things didn't convince us that really the company's in need of any sort of shakeup.
Chen adds that when stocks plunge, you see more of these sorts of spats. Already, he's seen 20% more proxy fights compared to last year. Target's shareholder meeting will take place this Thursday at a Target store in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.